Welcome back to Community Connections. We change pace. Certainly, I'd suggest getting hold of that backpack for kids. I think that sounds like a terrific program, and certainly having spoken to Anchor and that, we know that foster young children have been taken into care in enormous amounts, and it's not real good for the poor young children. Anyway, we're changing track now. We're talking to Una. We've had both Nikki and Kayla in before, so welcome, ladies.
Hello, welcome back to us.
Good to have you back again. Now, school holidays are coming up, so the end of term, you've got some Deadly Young Leaders program or something coming up, and also school holidays. So let's talk about those first.
Yeah, we do. So one of our weekly programs that we do is our Deadly Young Leaders program for high school age Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. And for their end of term session, we like to do something a little bit special for end of term. So they've got a basketball clinic with Koori Academy, and that will be at Upper Yarra Secondary School from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday the 27th of June. So it's going to be a very exciting session. It includes coaching, equipment, prizes, mentoring. They go over things like decision making, building sense of belonging, sense of pride, sense of self-worth with these young people.
So it's not just playing sport, is it?
No.
It's a lot more than that.
That's it. And I think in our community, a lot of our young people, they love engaging with sport. And I think that this is something taking a thing that they already love to do and just building upon that and getting them to really build up their own self-confidence.
Well, sport isn't only just playing the game to win, is it? You've got to, as you said, decision making. You've got to decide what you do, and you've got to play it as a team. Like sport, there's no real sport that you can play by yourself.
There are some, but I don't think they're as fun.
And to be honest, sport is about interacting with each other.
That's it, and you build a sense of community in the sport and the games that you play, and that's something that's really important to us as First Nations peoples, having that sense of community and that sense of belonging. And so Koori Academy really helped to foster that kind of environment in their basketball clinics.
Yep. So just give us a day, some time, the date and time.
Yes, so that will be Thursday, 27th of June from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Upper Yarra Secondary School. And I'll give you all the details at the end of who to contact and how to contact for everything we've discussed here today.
Sounds terrific to me. So that's coming up the end of June, and then next thing we fall into the school holidays. So what's on for the school holidays?
So this school holidays, in the first week of school holidays, we have two separate activities for two different age groups. On Wednesday the 3rd of July, we have our primary school age Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people going on an excursion to Science Works.
Oh, that'll be terrific.
I know, I'm spewing I don't get to go along, but I think the kids are going to have such a great time. And it's something that we found a lot of families, it can be quite difficult to take their kids out to because it is a bit of travel time.
Yep.
And so we really wanted to offer something that maybe the kids hadn't had an opportunity to do before, and just make it a bit special for them. So they're going to go out to Science Works. It's an all-day activity. They'll leave from Una at 9:30 in the morning and come back around 4 o'clock in the afternoon, just depending on traffic.
traffic won't be good, but anyway, that's another story.
I know, we're hopeful. But they'll also get to see a planetarium show as well when they go out there, and hopefully just have a really great day. So that one is for our primary school age young people. And again, that's just on the 3rd of July, which is the first Wednesday in school holidays.
Yeah.
And then we have the day after, on the Thursday, the 4th of July, our high school age activity. So they're going to Melbourne Museum. We've got a little bit of a theme here.
Yeah.
They'll go to Melbourne Museum. They'll get to see an IMAX show, have a bit of a wander around. And again, that's an all-day activity. They're leaving slightly later because we know what our teenagers are like.
They don't want to get up really early, let's be honest.
That's it. So they're going to leave Una at 10 a.m. and return again around 4 p.m. just depending on traffic. And so, all-day outing. We'll provide a light lunch and snacks and all the transport. And hopefully they just have the best time, and it's a bit of fun in the school holidays.
I'll bet they do too. So that one is just for high school students?
Just for high school age.
The IMAX, That'd be a terrific experience too.
Yeah, I know. When I was booking it all in, I was like, oh, this is going to be so fun. I actually will get to go along on that one. And so I'm excited myself.
And you're not a child.
No.
You're not the young person.
Young at heart.
We all are. But I didn't mean it that in that area. I mean, if you're excited, well, a high school student's going to be probably twice as excited.
Oh, we hope so. So these do have limited places. We're only able to take 15 for each activity. Yep. So if you want more information, you can just email events@una.org.au. And Una is spelled O-O-N-A-H. And I'll give you all these details again at the end of the segment.
Sounds good. Got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
And tried to be something I really wasn't. Tried to please you any way I could. It didn't do no good. Then I tried squeezing in the latest fashion. Then my diets ran from Slim Fast to Atkins. Realized after Taco class I don't want. One who sees all my flaws and imperfections and believes I'm exactly what he likes. That's sounding like a little more my type. I ain't changing nothing just to have your loving. Yeah, I'm alright with who I am. I don't need to be a better woman. I just need a better man. Just need a better man.
You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 20 minutes past 1 o'clock and we've hit the top for the day of 12 degrees. From here on in, it's all downhill. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on the weather again at 2 o'clock because we've got, between 2 and 3, we've got the CWA coming in to tell us what they've been up to in the last 99 years and what they've got planned for their 100th celebration next year. Now, NAIDOC Week is coming up, so tell us all about NAIDOC Week and what you've got planned.
I can tell it's vastly approaching it. It feels like we were in here last time saying, oh, we're starting to plan things.
Yep.
But yeah, we're not far away now, which is really exciting. And for people that don't know, the theme for this year is Keep the Fire Burning, which is such a great little NAIDOC theme to keep Aboriginal culture in Australia, just to keep going, keep fighting.
Yep.
So at the moment, Una, we are taking expressions of interest for communities wanting to see, if they want to come to the NAIDOC March that happens in Melbourne. So it's for community members or families that identify as Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, and we'll be leaving from Badger Creek Road at Una at 8:45 a.m. sharp and returning once again roughly back at 4 p.m. depending on the traffic as well.
Yep.
We can also depending on where you're located, add additional pickups from a Lilydale or a Ringwood location, because that's kind of on the way and we understand that not everyone will be coming from Hillsville. So, yeah, this will be a great opportunity to get out for the day and experience some cool different NAIDOC activities in Melbourne.
And obviously it's limited because you only take one bus, aren't
Yes,
you?
It is. Yeah, so we have a 48-seater bus. We will be providing fruit and water, I'm not sure, on the bus or even throughout the day. You know, because some people get... It's a long journey into the city, especially with so many people on the bus. But, yeah, so that's happening on Friday, July the 12th. And, yeah, it's really exciting. It's a nice day.
And it's a free event?
Yeah, it is a free event. And I just want to add that if you are under the age of 18, you need to come with a parent or a carer, just because it will be such a big crowd and, you know, what it's like being a little teenager in a big crowd.
It's not a child money.
Exactly right. Yeah, so it'll be a great day. And just make sure you email the events@uno.org email. Send in your names or your interested attendees that want to come, their ages, if you need us to pick up from the additional pickup from Lilydale or Ringwood, any contact information that we need. And, yeah, we look forward to hopefully getting some emails coming through for some expressions of interest.
And that's Friday the 12th of July, so that's fast coming up. We're fast going to come the end of June.
Yeah.
So we're only talking a very few short weeks away. And obviously at 8:45, you need to be there sharp because the bus is not going to hang around waiting for you. But, you know, it is from Hillsville, Badger Creek. But if not, they can get on the bus at Lilydale or Ringwood as long as they let you know.
Yeah, of course. And it is such a special day for an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. So I guess getting there on time just takes a little bit of stress out of the day.
Yep.
Make sure everything goes smoothly for everyone. And, yeah, it's such a great day.
Well, and also if we leave on time and we get there on time, we arrive at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service and they have different activities and stalls before the march actually leaves. So it means that the families will get to engage in more fun.
I was just going to say, it's not just the march, though, is it? Because obviously if you're going to get in there by quarter to nine, be there by before 10... there's obviously other things organised throughout the day as well.
Absolutely. And during the march, there's a bunch of different speakers that will share their thoughts. Sometimes I've even had people perform like poetry pieces and different things. There's didge performances, dance performances. It's a really wonderful day. I really encourage you, if you haven't come along to one before, if you're in community, like, let us know, and we'll try to see if we can get you to come to your very first march because it's so special.
And I guess once you're there, it's like there are so many other things they can do. Well, it's not just the march, as you say. There's a lot of other stuff going on
Absolutely.
During the day.
Absolutely. And even just bumping into old friends, I always run into people that I haven't seen for a long time at the march. It's lovely just in that sense, catching up with community.
Sounds terrific. We've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
wake up now.
Welcome back. You're listening to Community Connections on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's 29 minutes past 1, 12 degrees. So we'll keep an eye on that weather. Hopefully we might even get another degree or two, or probably not all that optimistic about it. Anyway, we're talking to Una, and we're going to find out now. They've got a NAIDOC ball coming up on Saturday the 27th of July. So tell us a bit about that place.
Yeah, so this is our youth NAIDOC ball, and it's going to be held at the Karalaika Centre in Ringwood, and this is for young people aged 7 to 17, and to bring their families as well. And it's just celebrating how cool and deadly young kids and young mobs are, and all their achievements that they've, you know, done throughout the year. Couldn't just be because someone's kind or funny, or it could honestly be anything.
And they can nominate people too, can't they?
Yeah, so we have a few award categories.
Yep.
So one is caring for country, educational achievement, sporting achievement, deadly arts and culture, future leader.
Let's just go back to deadly arts. That means it's a good arts and culture.
It's a good arts and culture, yes. So someone who has gotten an award at school for something that they've painted, or it could be anything. If a child can recognise that their friend's done an amazing job at school, if they are Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander, then they come and grab a nomination form from us and nominate that person.
Future leader?
Yeah, a future leader. So that could be a young person who, thinks they're going to be a future leader.
We had a school captain, I think, last year had won it. If you've got someone who's maybe a house captain, school captain, maybe it's someone who has been stepping up or maybe overcome something, like maybe they had a fear of public speaking and now they're doing a lot more of it at school, or doing the acknowledgements at school assemblies. There's some really great examples of the future leader category and who you might think about nominating.
And it's for young people 7 to 17, isn't it?
Correct, yep.
And then that's all going to culminate in this big ball on Saturday the 27th of July.
Yes, we do have two extra categories, though, in the award categories.
Yep.
So we have a new one this year, which is Keep the Fire Burning, which is the NAIDOC theme this year. So if you have someone that you feel is really embodying that theme, someone who's maybe really passionate about their culture, they're doing a lot to educate others, to share, to increase their own knowledge, we really think that that kind of demonstrates that category. And we have a Kids' Choice Award. So we'll compile all the nominations that have actually come from young people and work out who is the Kids' Choice Award from the young people's selection.
Good. It's just a really fun and exciting little recognition evening for the kids. You know, they get to dress up or not if they don't want to. There's a little award ceremony with, you know, a little red carpet that they get to feel a little bit special on. So
and a fancy dinner too.
Yeah, and a fancy dinner. So
I've just had a quick just without coming up with any of their own, there's 26 categories, so you can just about get somebody, you could just about find any category for the person that you wanted to nominate, can't you?
Oh, so they're actually traits or attributes. So we've tried to make the nomination form child-friendly or youth-friendly.
Yep.
So on the back we have about 26 different traits or attributes. So if you're really stuck trying to find the right words to describe who you're nominating, that might be a helpful little reminder, and you can circle as many as you like, but we do have the 7 award categories.
Yeah, but it's not only just a bit of a thought. I mean, it's a case of saying, well, yeah, can I find a person that's a team player that's involved in this edit? So you can, it can
absolutely
be a real jog for the memory too.
Well, just for an example, you could, you know, say someone has an adventurous trait and that's respectful and very curious, and then that would probably come under the Caring for Country Award category, you know? So it's just kind of just trying to help the kids, I guess, use their little brains and, get them to nominate their friends, which is
And then
great.
It culminates again. Let's talk about that. It's on Saturday, July the 27th. It's down at Karalika, down there in Ringwood, from 5 to 9 p.m. It's a free event.
Yep.
So, again, they've got to register at events at una.org.au. And I guess the other thing we just need to mention is that these nominations need to be in by the 7th of July. So you need to sort of get these forms pretty quick. Have a look if you've got someone you want to nominate and get them in, because you want to get them in by the 7th of July.
Yep, absolutely. And you can pick up hard copies from UNA at 1A Badger Creek Road in Hillsville, or if you email that events email, that'll be me on the other end and I can send you some digital copies.
Sounds great. The other thing is too that even if the young person doesn't want to nominate anyone, they can still come along on the Saturday, the 27th of July, can't they?
Definitely. I will say though, if you are nominating a young person, it's a good idea to see if they would also register to come along to the event, because if they win an award, it makes it a little bit easier instead of us trying to convince them without telling them that they've won an award.
Oh, right. So you just present it on the night. You don't.
We present on the night.
Yeah, but you don't tell the person who's going to be awarded.
Depend on how difficult it is to convince them to come without telling them. Last year, there was someone who wasn't able to attend, and so I did have to let them know that they were successful before the event. So if you are nominating and you are nominating somebody else, encourage them to come along for the night, and that just makes it a lot easier on our end to make sure that the right people are there to get their award.
Well, it's not much good. Well, it is a lot better if the person is there to get the surprise, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's such a fun night. There's dancing. There's like a really nice meal. We have entertainment. The kids get to walk a red carpet as they come in. Sure. There's a photo booth. It's just so much fun.
So it's really set up like a normal ball, isn't it?
We really tried to replicate the adult ball, obviously age appropriate, so the kids didn't feel like they were missing out and we could celebrate them just as much.
And of course on the night you're going to have entertainment as well.
Yes.
And dress your best. So
dress up.
Dress up however you want to, but make sure you neat and casual, I guess, or neat and whatever.
Yeah, well, the kids actually last year, they got so excited that they went, you know, like little mini suits and ties and everything. Oh, they were really keen to actually dress as nice as they could. But there is no pressure. If maybe that's not your vibe, if you just want to dress neat, casual, that's also totally fine. Whatever you're comfortable with.
Sounds great. All right, we'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
A melody beneath the stars. My 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what you do. Oh, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you to play. Beneath the stars, my 10 guitars will play a song for you. And if you're with the one you love, this is what to do. Ah, dance, dance, dance to my 10 guitars. And very soon you know just where you
tin guitar. Come on, everybody, dance, dance, dance to my tin.
And that was Engelbert Humperdinck and Tin Guitars. Great singer. He's put out some terrific songs. Won't be playing that on Sunday, but I'll certainly be here with the Music Memories and More between 12 and 3, hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 1 o'clock funnies, a boy and his music, and a bit of other stuff, and, of course, your requests. And then Sunday night between 6 and 8, the Rock and Roll Hit Parade. So, well, great Sunday coming up. But anyway, we're not here to talk about what will happen Sunday. We're here talking to Una. Now, when you were in last time, you told me you were going to put together a music video. We haven't got it here, so tell us a bit about it.
Yes, so all through Term 2, our Hillsville Youth Club were working really hard with Indigenous Outreach Projects to create their very own music video. And so this involved about 6 sessions in total where the young people got to contribute their ideas, their thoughts, their feelings, what they want the song to be about, as well as them practicing their awesome dance moves.
And then they wrote the song too, didn't they?
So Indigenous Outreach Projects crafted the song together from all the young people's input. So it's a co-design approach, and it is absolutely amazing. I do wish I was able to play it today for you, but you'll just have to stay tuned next time we're on to have a listen to that. But I'm going to hand over to Kayla to tell you a little bit about the process of creating it, because Kayla actually sings on it.
She sings on it.
Maybe that's why we didn't bring it in. No, look, it was really awesome to be a part of this for the, 6 to 8 weeks that we did it, just to see the kids' little faces light up and they were singing into their microphone and had their headphones on, and I really think they thought they were, a big A-grade megastar.
Well, they were.
So it was just, it was such an enjoyable experience for me personally, and we had a lot of positive feedback from the kids as well. So we just basically started by saying things that we love about Hillsville, things that we see around Hillsville, the Indigenous group helped craft, and it's great. It's such a great song.
How long's it go?
Oh, it's about 3.5 minutes.
It's a proper song,
You've got it all in that short time.
Well, in today's standards, that's a decent amount of time. You've got some songs that are only 2.5 minutes nowadays. Did all right.
It was really good. It's got everything. It's got a bit of rapping.
I thought it might have gone 5 or 6 minutes, to be honest, to cover it all.
It does have a little bit of an introduction. One of our young people, he's sharing, there's a bit of a art piece fire pit that's next door to Una, and he's talking about what that represents. So it has a little bit of an intro and then it goes into the song, and it's so fun. It's really positive, uplifting. And I think what really got me is that what was important to these young people was how special this place is and how important it is to them and how much they love country.
So this is going to be on YouTube?
Yes, so we'll have it on our socials and everything. You just have to wait a little bit longer. I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, but I promise it is worth the wait. And Kayla sounds fantastic on it.
Thanks. Thank you. I think there's a bit of an auto-tune in there. But, it's got everything. It's got it's really beautiful, the introduction that one of the boys does. And it's got rapping, bit of singing, bit of harmonising. And the video is great too. Every child, they just took the opportunity on and they did such a great job. It was really cool watching them dance, and they were just so thrilled to be part of it.
Can I just ask, where was it done? Like, where they actually produced the video itself?
So it was filmed next door to Una, which is the Meeting Place Garden, which is a free open-air space that anyone can go to.
Like, yep. it's all outside.
And then there's some drone footage from, like, Maroondah Dam and everything as well. But it's super play-space, because that's what the kids wanted to talk about.
Now, I've got to ask, because if the final product goes for 3.5 minutes, we'll say, how long did it take to make the video? Because sometimes they can take 5 hours to get 3.5 minutes.
How many sessions were they filming?
It was only, I think, 3 sessions. So the session runs for 2 hours. So normally we get in, give the kids some fruit and some, fruit and veg to give them some good energy after a bit of a school slum. But it was only, I think, 3 or 4 sessions. They really, as I said, they just grabbed the opportunity, and there's a lot of people that did it in the first take.
That's not bad.
The people, they travelled far away, and they were really impressed. I remember after each session they came up and kind of applauded myself and the other workers that were there, and they were like, wow, these kids are great. They felt so inspired. So it was really cool.
I mean, that really is a good effort, because It does. Like, I wasn't being funny when I said that. In commercial stuff, sometimes they can be, you know, 5, 6, 10 hours just to get a minute.
Yeah, it was a bit tricky trying to figure out because our youth group session only goes from 3:30 to 5:30.
Yep.
So we had to kind of really reel it in a bit, you know, if they were being a bit cheeky, say, come on, guys, we're nearly done. Yep. But as I said, they were amazing. So they literally
and
performed years, like, beyond their years. It was great.
And almost every kid gets their own verse in it, which is really cool. And they get highlighted, you know? Yeah, yeah.
They had their little spotlight
their little moment.
It was really cool.
So it's when do we think it's going to be released?
I can't give you an exact date. I just watch this space. You'll see it all over our socials, and we'll definitely bring it next time that we come to see you.
Sounds terrific. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back with more.
Well, Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, man has named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have named you? For that Mona Lisa strain is in your smile. Well, is it your smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there. They die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely world of art? Nobody knows. Ooh, is your smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely world of art? Or just a cold and lonely, lovely world of art? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
That's the sort of song we'll be playing Sunday afternoon. Now, we're fast running out of time, so we're going to just recap on a few of the things we've talked about. And if you've got a paper and pencil, you can write down some contacts and let's go through them.
Alrighty, so the Deadly Young Leaders End of Term Celebration will be held on Thursday, 27th of June from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Upper Yarra Secondary School, and that is the Basketball Clinic with Koori Academy for high school age Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. For more information, you can contact youth@una.org.au. That is youth at onah.org.au for more information on that one. And just a little reminder that that's going to have coaching, equipment prizes, but also be doing mentoring, life skills, sense of belonging, pride, self-worth, and all that good stuff. And then in our school holidays, the first week of school holidays, we have our kids' school holiday activity to Science Works, which is for the primary school age Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people. And that is Wednesday, 3rd of July. And it's all day, but leaving Hillsville at 9:30 a.m. and returning about 4 p.m. in the afternoon. If you want more information on that activity, please email events@una.org.au, which is events@onah.org.au for more information. And again, that's primary school age young people. And then our other school holiday activity is for the teenagers, and that is to Melbourne Museum. And that's the very next day, Thursday, 4th of July. Departing Hillsville at 10 a.m, returning roughly 4 p.m. If you would like more information on that activity, please email the events@una.org.au email that I just listed before.
All right, sounds great. We're going to take one quick song, and then we're going to come back. We're going to wrap up with the NAIDOC March, and the NAIDOC Junior Ball. So we'll be back very shortly. Recapped on the end of school term holiday, end of term, and also the school holiday program. We're just going to go through. We've got the NAIDOC March coming up, and also the Junior Ball. So if you could just run us through that again, please, how people can find out more about it.
Sure. So we have our NAIDOC March on Friday, July the 12th, and this is an all-day event. It's also a free event, and we will be having a 48-seater bus leaving at 8:45 a.m. sharp from Hillsville and returning back around 4 p.m. We are also offering additional pickups from a Lilydale or a Ringwood location. And just wanted to make a note that if you are 18 years of age and you are interested, that's fine, but you just need to be accompanied by a parent or a carer. And if you would like to register your interest, please email the events@una.org.au email. That's events@una.org.au, and just write NAIDOC March when you're sending that email through.
But just a quick mention that it is in the city, so you're going to be involved with a whole lot of other activities. We just, because you didn't actually mention that time.
Yes, yeah, so we will be travelling into the city from Hillsville, and we are hoping to get there before 10 a.m. hopefully, because there are a few things at the Victorian Aboriginal Health Service that they are setting up, a few activities for everyone to do just to start the day off.
I will just say, though, if you are planning on coming, there is quite a bit of walking. It is a march, and also the bus that we're using as transport might be a little bit difficult to get onto if you're, say, using crutches or if you've got some other disability. So just think about that before considering coming along, at least on our bus transportation for the day.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'll just give you that email one more time. So it's events@una.org.au. And also, just to recap, the big month of July that we have at Una is...
You've got everything happening in July.
It's the most famous month of them all, is our Youth NAIDOC Ball. So that will be happening on Saturday, July 27th at the Karalaka Centre in Ringwood from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. This is also another free event, and this is just essentially a NAIDOC Ball for the youth in community. If you'd like to register, please...
It's a celebration.
It's a celebration, of course. If you'd like to attend, please email events@una.org.au, and don't forget you can give us a call and we can email you the registration form, or come in and we can give you a hard copy so you can fill out the registration form, because we do have an awards ceremony as well, and then you just email that to the events@una.org.au email, which is going to be, I think, a very popular email this month.
But also for the young people, they can nominate somebody for an award too, can't they?
Yes, of course. They can also nominate themselves if they want to. Yeah. If you think you're showing great leadership in your community, you can nominate yourself to be a future leader.
But that has to be done by the 7th of July.
Yes, I should have mentioned that. Yeah, so that needs to be... We'd love to get all the nominations in by Sunday the 7th of July.
Yep. So that obviously you can pick the award winners. Mm-hmm. And there's on the nomination forms, there's a whole list of sort of little mind prompts that will... You know, you look and think, oh, yeah, I know somebody that's got that or has got those three or four traits.
Yeah, exactly.
That's really what it's about, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just for young people to recognise other young people doing a great job and, getting around each other and awarding and celebrating their achievements in community.
I would just suggest, if you are going to nominate yourself for an award... Yeah. Maybe have a chat to some of your teachers, also have a chat to some of your coaches and see if they'd also like to put in a nomination form for you as well, because the more nominations you have, the better your chances of being considered for the award.
And can the young person nominate more than one person?
Absolutely.
Nominate as many people as you want. It's great to see all these different nominations coming through as well.
Now, one thing you haven't given us, and we really need to tell the people, because they might have forgotten some of these contacts, is your website.
Yes, so our website is www.una.org.au. So Una is O-O-N-A-H for anyone who's a little confused on that one. And you can get all our current information on our website, or you can find us on Facebook or Instagram at Una Belonging Place.
All right, so the website again was
www.una.org.au, and that is O-O-N-A-H for anyone who is confused.
And you've got... Facebook?
Absolutely, at Una Belonging Place. If you type that in your search bar on Facebook or on Instagram, you'll find us.
Yeah, I was just going to say, are you on Instagram as well? I can't get my tongue going.
We're hit with the times.
Yep. We're all over our social media.
Well, let's be honest, that's really how a lot of young people get their information is social media, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, it's. I'm surprised how many people sometimes don't use it, because there are just so many... I mean, that's just the way young people want to do it.
And we have a lot of very active middle-aged people in community that are all across our socials as well. So it's not just for the young people. If you want to stay up to date with what we're doing, that's our most current resource.
All right. Unfortunately, it's time for me to go. The news has just popped in. Great to have you along again, and we look forward to talking to you in the very near future.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks,
guys.
Bye.
See ya.